the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Tara Larker, what are you doing there in North Dakota, of all places?
Living the best life I possibly can.
I'm scared of you. All right, now, I want some of that best life, because I'm telling you, it's hot here in San Diego. Got a fan here. It's going to be over 100 degrees for about 4 or 5 days.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's fire season, too.
Oh, my goodness.
In the middle of the corona.
Yes. Add one more thing, right?
Just one more thing to the mix. But you are in the mix here with us on the Edge. Hello, Brains, and welcome home. I have Tara with me, and we are going to have the most exhilarating conversation. She's got a great nonprofit that she started based upon her own trials and tribulations, but she's turned her pain into her passion, and now it has a purpose. Welcome her to the Edge. There's Tara right there. Hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me today. I'm very excited to speak about, like you said, my passion, and I want to cover the globe in pink.
Well, you should. And you look pretty in pink. You absolutely do. Tell my Brains a little bit about you.
Sure. My name is Tara Locker. I live in Mandan, North Dakota. And I have a passion for learning and self-development. I'm currently a faculty teacher at a tribal college here in Bismarck, and just really, really love teaching and helping others each and every day.
Before we get into the intimate part of your story, you said that you are a professor at a tribal college. So yes. That means that you are on Native American land.
Yep.
Wow. And in the midst of the corona, just like African Americans and all people of color, we are really being impacted by that. What's going on there? What are they doing? Because I know in South Dakota, they were, having all kind of festivities and activities outside. Are they taking a little bit more care and concern for the people and the tribe?
You know, I'm very, very proud to say that United Tribes Technical College has been very, very proactive with regard to the COVID situation. They're putting that as a primary thing when making decisions. So currently, we're going to be returning to campus. We're also going to allow students that don't want to come to campus and or have, underlying conditions are also able to participate online. So we're offering both ways of teaching for the benefit of the student.
So when you're on tribal land, you know, it's a lot different. I've done a lot of work with the Kumeyaay Nation here in San Diego, California. There's different rules and different regulations because it is sovereignty. What is the conversation with regards to your own personal protection and your own personal safety as an educator there?
You know, I think that it's very important. I would have anticipated when I came into this position that due to the nature of the Native American population, you know, I would have thought that I would be kind of I don't want to say a target, but I would be, you know, I'm not one of them. And so I wasn't sure on how accepting they were going to be of my being a faculty member there. But they've opened me with, you know, I mean, they've given me open arms. I thrive on teaching. They're yearning to learn. And I couldn't be any happier doing what I'm doing.
What do you teach?
I teach a lot of the business courses there. I'm teaching business law, principles of management, foundations of business. And I'm doing a couple capstone projects and helping a couple students with their independent studies.
That's beautiful. So now you... back to your story, you have an underlying condition that you are working through, living with, and have been in remission for the last 4 years. Can you share your story with my Brains?
Sure. back in 2007, I had some family members that were battling cancer, and I wanted to do something for them. And one thing that I found was inexpensive and that I could do was to knit. And so therefore, I knit some pink scarves and gave them to those family members. Well, that was October of 2006. Basically, at that point in time, they welcomed those scarves. And then little did I know, in 2007, I would be diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
Oh, my God.
You know, how would you ever dream somebody that started a campaign with cancer was going to be diagnosed with cancer? So, of course, I really became a lot more passionate about, you know, what I was doing. And the newspaper got a hold of my story, and it really blew up for me. And so I've been able to, touch a lot of people's lives. Well, you know, if cancer isn't bad enough once, I had to go through it again on December 2016, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I will honestly tell you that until you've, you know, been there and watched and walked through somebody's shoes with cancer, you really have no idea. Yeah, you can say you've been there. It must be hard, but really, you need to walk the walk and talk the talk. And I am proud to say that I am a cancer survivor. And so I know what it's like, and I've been there, and I'm just humbled to be alive and being able to share myself with others.
I want to ask you a couple questions about the cancer. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Everyone's situation is different. Brains, I get it. I'm not a doctor. I am a media person, and I'm trying to get to the answers to some of these questions. But I have a lot of people that I know that said that, you know, cancer is very tricky. It may show up in the thyroid, but it may have started in the breast or vice versa. As you went through your diagnosis and you went through this, you know, thyroid cancer or having trouble with your thyroid is very intense because yes. That affects all sorts of things in your body. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what are some of the signs and symptoms that you started to experience before you went to the doctor and was diagnosed?
Sure. You know, I don't think I did not realize what a thyroid does until I've gone through this journey. And prior to my cancer diagnosis, you know, I've always been a heavy person, and I was trying to lose weight very, very passionate about, you know, getting to a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, nothing I did, no exercise, no amount of exercise would curb my weight. And I was eating, you know, pretty much like a rabbit, and I was getting a little bit tired of that. And so therefore, I went to my medical team and asked if, you know, there must be something wrong because I couldn't reach my goals. And so they set me up with a dietitian. She gave me a course of action to follow, and of course I followed that, and I was still not losing weight. You know, of course the first thing to say is, you must not be following the plan. Well, you and I both know that if you want to lose weight bad enough, you'll do anything and everything and follow whatever somebody tells you. So I said, swear to God, I'm doing everything you've asked me to do. She goes, well, you should be losing weight. And I go, yep, that's why I'm here. So basically, I had to pursue the issue and ask to be seen by an endocrinologist. And sure enough, they tested my thyroid, and they determined that there was some concern for myself. So we decided to go in and do a biopsy because they weren't sure, you know, at what point what to do with it. So long story short, you know, we are our own best advocate for our medical situation. So if you think there's something wrong, ask some questions and take action.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid, because again, the thyroid affects women in so many different ways. Hormonal imbalance, you know, your blood pressure, again, weight gain, all that. So you went through the treatment, and then how did you find out you were diagnosed with breast cancer?
Well, that was an interesting day. I went in, I was scheduled to have a mammogram on my birthday, which is December 14th. And just like any other day, I went in, but I didn't I guess I kind of felt unsettled when they did the test for whatever reason, you know, higher power, I don't know, but I just had this feeling. And so they did the test and she goes, well, we'll see you next year. And I turned back and I said, I think we'll be talking sooner than that.
Wow.
And lo and behold, within a few hours, I was called and said that I had had breast cancer. And I tell you what, it stopped me dead in my tracks. And so then I proceeded to decide what we're going to do about that next.
Wow.
What a birthday present.
But you know what? You got the gift of life and you got the testimony. Because yes, you're here now to tell the tale. So you, yes, started this great project, the pink scarves. And you started, you know, you're knitting or crocheting?
I'm knitting, but I do have people that crochet.
Well, you know, that's really coming back. That is such a lost art. I remember as a child with my mother, I was never good at knitting. I couldn't follow the patterns, but I can crochet. I can really crochet a nice hat or a blanket or something like that. So you give these out. Tell me a little bit about your program. Is it a nonprofit organization?
Yeah, it's called My Pink Scarf. And it's a nonprofit organization. And here's the scarf that I was given personally by one of my people that helps me with my scarves. So this is my own, very own scarf that I received because of my cancer diagnosis. But we have various types of scarves. There's also just whatever somebody makes, it can be whatever their pattern is. But anyway, I started this nonprofit called My Pink Scarf. And I guess my goal is to give scarves to cancer survivors. I've given out nearly 12,000 scarves to women in 35 states and 14 countries.
Wow.
And I'm, you know, what's really neat is that I've anytime I've sought out or I've heard somebody having cancer, I've sent scarves out to them. And some of the real noteworthy people that have received scarves are a couple of the U.S. Supreme Court justices, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sandra Day O'Connor. But what was more enlightening about that whole situation is I got notes, handwritten notes back from them.
Oh my God.
Thanking me for the scarf. And so, you know, that's what makes me so happy. And, you know, it's that gratification that I've helped somebody else and there's a mutual connection instantly when they receive these scarves. It's just like they're part of my pink scarf family.
Well, the scarf too is something that embraces you and holds you. It can keep you warm. So it's really, really beautiful that you started this program. So how can people support you in your efforts with the pink scarf program?
I would really, really appreciate financial donations and or sponsorships. My organization has been around for several years, but I have personally funded it for the most part. And then, of course, I've had a couple cancer setbacks that I've had to deal with. So therefore, financially, due to the number of people that I'm reaching, I just really would appreciate some assistance if somebody is so willing. And also anybody who wants to use their time and talent and knit or crochet some scarves, just go out to mypinkscarf.com and just send me an email, possibly at tara@mypinkscarf.com. And I would love to connect with you, either to give you a scarf or have you help us in some way carry on this mission.
Rains, I need you to get to knitting, please. And if you can't knit, I need you to write a check. Okay, $5, $10, $20, that all adds up. You know, there's postage involved, there's time, there's materials, there's love, there's brochures that need to go out, all of that. So, Tara, let's have some fun. Let's talk about some random stuff.
Okay.
Outside of the color pink, what's your next favorite color?
Blue. I really love the color blue because when I look outside and see the beautiful pink or blue sky that's above us, you know, what more can you ask for? It's just wonderful, and I think it's refreshing.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
A dog.
Why?
Because all you have to do is eat and sleep, you know, and enjoy life. You have all your needs taken care of. And, you know, what a better way to live.
I know. I'd be a party animal.
That's perfect.
What would you tell a 20-year-old version of Tara?
To thoroughly enjoy each and every day of your life and treat each day like it's your last day, because I don't think we have, any one of us have appreciation for where we are in any certain place in our lives or in our day. I only think about today. I'm thankful for today, and I make I make today worth every bit I can, and so therefore I'm just appreciate it. We've been given some amazing gifts each and every day. Enjoy them.
What would you tell another sister that's going through this pink problem right now?
First of all, they would be given a pink scarf to know that I'm thinking about them, and I'm watching them on my journey, their journey, but also that there's a great support system out there on my pink scarf, or, you know, just through email communication. I keep in touch with a lot of my pink scarf recipients, and I want them to know that they're not alone. There is many support mechanisms out there to help them. And
hold on, I'm gonna do that part again. I'm gonna cut that part out because my husband and I was filming. I thought I wasn't in the screen. So give me a clean break. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tara, what would you tell another woman that is going through trials and tribulations with cancer right now?
First and foremost, take care of you. I think it's at most, we as women sometimes believe that we have so many other responsibilities that we need to take care of. And ultimately, your goal should be taking care of you. It's a tough disease, depending on, you know, what kinds you have and where you are in your progress. But just really sit back, take time for you, and believe that it's going to improve, because we all need to know that, you know, positive attitude can do many things.
What is one of your greatest joys in life?
My greatest joys are my two girls. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed with two beautiful daughters. I always wanted to have a sister. Now I have two of them through my through my children. And, you know, I've been so blessed. It's kind of funny. They've been walking through me, or they helped me with my pink scarf project. And, you know, a lot of times they'll say, you know, what's been happened to this project when you're no longer here? And my answer to them is, you're going to be doing this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and so they know so much about it, and they've witnessed it. I think what was really, really a story, if I can share it quickly. When I was diagnosed with my thyroid cancer, I was speaking at a conference, and we were coming in. I was going to deliver some scarves to the people that were attending this benefit, American Cancer Society, and I was supposed to speak. We carry 75 scarves in, and they come up to me, and they said, Tara, have you registered? And I said, no, ma'am, I'm here to speak. So I just wanted to know where we can wait until, you know, I can speak. Well, she kept on asking the same question. Did you register? No, I didn't register. I'm here to speak. Finally, she asked me one more time. My daughter's standing right next to me. And she said, are you a survivor? April, right then and there, I said, yes, I am. And my daughter, who had not known anything what had transpired 4 hours earlier, found out that I was diagnosed with cancer. And her first question was, Mom, are you going to die?
Oh, wow.
So, you know, turn back time. Yes, I would have done it different, but they're supporting me all the way, and they've been by my side through everything.
And Brains, you have to understand that, you know, technology and medicine and advancement, especially with breast cancer, has grown leaps and bounds. It is not a death sentence, okay? So don't overthink it. You know, I'm not a doctor, but I am one hell of a manifester and positive thinker. And so, again, you have to carry through with this journey because 50% of it is mental.
Yes.
And if you are able to walk through it, have someone to hold your hand, have someone to wrap a beautiful pink scarf around your neck and support you, that is so important. Document your process, journal it. Again, know that you're not alone. There's no shame associated with it. Tune in to On the Edge and we will show you how to wrap a funky scarf. Okay? Because there's nothing more beautiful than a big ball brain, okay, that's showing to the world. So Tara, again, please share with my brains how to get in contact with you, the address or the website to make a donation. Again, small donations go a long way.
They sure do. Every pink scarf costs approximately $3-$3.50 to mail out, depending on where I mail it. So therefore, you can do the math. I can be reached at, my website is mypinkscarf.com. You can mail any knit scarves or crocheted scarves to the pattern of your choice to P.O. Box 251 in Mandan, North Dakota, 58554. The spelling is Mandan, North Dakota, 58554. And you can also reach out to me via email, and that address is Tara, T-A-R-A, at mypinkscarf.com. And you can also reach me at my cell number, 701-426-8303. I appreciate your support.
And we appreciate and love you. Again, continue to fight the good fight. You know, we got the covert out here. We got the hot weather because I'm having a hot flash. Right now, but we got love and we got sisterhood, okay? And there's men that are experiencing things with cancer too, and men look good in pink. So don't just think that this is just gender specific. This is an ongoing, you know, crisis, but there is going to be a cure one day. And again, Tara is here to be a testament and to witness for us about the good treatment and good results. So thank you so much for being here on the Edge with me, darling. I appreciate you. Come back. And brains, go in. If she lets me know that you have donated and you heard this on the Edge, I'm going to put you in the special drawing for a special raffle item. Oh, yes. And we have some good stuff, don't we, Tara?
Oh, you sure do, man. It was like Christmas when I received my few things, and it was awesome. So well, fun.
I love to see a smile on your face. Thank you so much for being here on the Edge. Brains, I'm asking you, go ahead and subscribe to everything. Click that subscribe button, okay? And we will be here with more edgy conversations to support you through ever and whatever you're going through. Bye-bye. Bye, Tara.
Bye. Thank you so much.